Welcome to A Room Filled with Legends. We're back up to our full number with the return of Pete Holland. He's been up to Queensland. He's ensured that New South Wales lost the final State of Origin just by being there. Good on you, Pete.
Look, I didn't realise that it was only an hour and a half from where I was, or I would have gone to the bloody game. Glad I didn't, though.
Would have made all the difference.
Could have.
Would have cried the whole time.
Tim Williams is here as well. Speaking of crying, would you like to revisit what happened last week, mate?
Nah.
Last time on Lock It In.
This week I'm locking in the Broncos to beat the Tigers.
Last week I bet against the Canberra Raiders. This week I'm going to be going for them. Phew, sigh of relief.
But look, Timmy, don't feel so bad, because if I was here last week, I would have actually taken the Broncos. It's the only tip I missed last weekend.
They were in a bit of a streak.
They were in there for a little while.
When Wests beat you,
that's bad.
That's a very good point.
That's when you need to consider your life choices, really. When the West Tigers come back into the second half and defeat you, you're in all sorts of bother.
And I only went for the Broncos to make my wife happy, and that didn't work either.
Oh, that didn't help either? I thought it might have been a win-lose affair.
Still the dog is inside and you're out.
Even when I win, I lose.
All right, well, let's see if we can turn the boat around on that. Pete, now that you're well and truly rested, who have you got this week to lock in?
Actually, I don't want to go first today.
I
do need to save mine until after I hear what you two have done, because I reckon I've got a shock for the room.
Ooh. All right, okay. Well, if that's the case, I'll go first. And because I don't like a lot of these games, a lot of them so very one-sided, I'm actually going to wait right until the end of the round, and I'm going to pick the Canterbury Bulldogs to defeat the Cronulla Sharks. Purely because there's a bunch of blokes in blue and white that need to impress the general manager, and they need to start doing it very quickly.
Exactly. Look, they've been thereabouts in a lot of games, but then just fall off.
Like at halftime when they're tackling players and getting put in the bin. Lachlan Lewis, what were you thinking?
Walker started that for sure.
Oh, please. Are you his lawyer?
I would like to be.
All right. I have locked in the Dogs. So, Tim, given what Pete's set for us today, you'll have to go next.
Well, I've got a bit of a grudge against Wes now. Like, they made me look stupid last week. So I'm locking in the Eagles to...
That's hardly a shock.
No. I mean, this is such a one-sided round.
Is Turbo back?
Turbo is back.
I don't need him. They can show it. Yeah. This round is very one-sided. Really? Like, how do you go against
him? I agree with you. But you know what's going to happen. Tom Trbojevic is going to step on the field, and the Tigers will be cowering behind the posts. They'll be so scared.
They'll be pussycats. Yeah,
They'll be pussycats. That's exactly right.
Yeah, look, I've got to agree with you.
I can't see a flip-flop on that one, Tim.
Nah. It's going to be another 40-6. It'll be April all over again for West.
Well, look, I'm actually going for my tip this week. A team that got beat 48-4 last weekend in the Knights, they're going to take down the Roosters. I did say I had a shock for the room. You two have gone quiet all of a sudden.
That's because I don't think it's that big a shock.
I think someone should take your temperature.
The Knights are going to bounce back, and they'll be in the winner's circle defeating the Roosters.
The Roosters are missing a few. Morris is also... The reports are that he's going to be sitting for this game, and they've lost Suwali and a couple of others. They're not the ultra-strong Roosters.
No.
I think the Knights are actually quite capable of winning that game. There should be some professional pride from them after what happened last week.
And look, the coach wielded the axe and he sacked Fitzgibbon out, and there's a couple others that are on warning. So, I mean, they're going to have to pick up their game, and I reckon they'll do it this weekend.
And it's not like it's a home game. It's up on the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, it's a Queensland game
now. And the beaches are lovely up there this time of year too, I can tell you, boys.
We have been hearing about it ever since he came back. We don't need to hear about it anymore.
Queensland's wasted on the Queenslanders though, isn't it? That's the only problem. You go there and it's full of Queenslanders.
That was the only issue I had, yeah.
Says the man who grew up there.
Yeah, that's why I'm so sick of it.
There you go. All right, Pete's locked in the Knights. Tim is sticking with the Seagulls.
Yeah, mate, I'll tell you.
I'm going the Bulldogs this week against the Sharks. Good luck, men. Thank you for joining us, Legends.
See ya.
See ya.